This is American Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh. A California bill aims to protect children from harmful content on social media. Kelly O'Grady reports the bill will not regulate content.
Rather, it attempts to protect children from social media itself. Proponents argue the sites are structured in ways that cause children to become dependent on them. Now, for disclosure purposes, Fox Corporate is lobbying for the bill. If found guilty, tech companies like Meta, Twitter, Snap would face penalties up to $25,000 for a violation or $250,000 if they're shown to have knowingly employed harmful features. The legislation is limited to social media companies that make $100 million or more in gross revenue. Now, this bill comes in direct response to revelations of how social platforms impact mental health in teens. Facebook whistleblower Frances Haugen revealing leaked documents that Instagram knew the platform was harmful. Their own study showing it incited 41% of respondents to feel not attractive and 6% to have suicidal thoughts. Now, unsurprisingly, tech companies have been lobbying against the legislation, gaining a recent win with parents removed as potential plaintiffs.
A tractor trailer searched near San Antonio was found to be smuggling illegal immigrants into the country, some of whom were dead. Griff Jenkins has more from Eagle Pass, Texas.
51 dead, and Bexar County officials telling us teenagers were among the victims. We hope to hear from officials about the individuals arrested. Two charged Mexican nationals, a third American, waiting to find out if charges will come towards him. And President Biden is saying, he's vowing that his administration will do everything they can to crack down on the billion-dollar human smuggling trade. Now, as far as migrant deaths so far this fiscal year, Fox News confirming exclusively that the number of migrant deaths in just this WSO sector, 124 causes of death, 71 from exposure. That means heat exhaustion.
On the sidelines of the G7 summit, French President Emmanuel Macron told President Biden that Saudi Arabia and the UAE can't do much to raise oil output. Congressman Steve Scalise is now more critical of Biden's energy policies.
5,700 miles to go beg a foreign country to do something they're not going to be able to do, they don't have the capacity to do, when we've got the energy here, but it's shut down because of Joe Biden's policies. They're just anti-American energy, and so that's why people are paying $5 a gallon. It should be less than $2, and it was less than $2 just a few years ago.
A Second Amendment advocate believes that you cannot betray a major component of your base and expect to win in the upcoming elections. Chad Groening has more.
President Biden signed a massive gun control bill into law after 15 Senate Republicans and 14 House Republicans voted in favor of the legislation. Dubbed the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, it will give financial grants to states for enacting red flag laws and increases background stipulations for 18 to 21-year-olds seeking gun ownership. Mike Hammond is legislative counsel to Gun Owners of America.
This is a moment in which the Republican leadership has decided that it wants to be in the minority for the next 10 years. You can't take a major component of your base, perhaps the major component, and basically try to destroy it at the behest of your political opposition and expect that you're going to win in the upcoming election.
Hammond says he personally heard the anger of the American people directed at two Republican senators during a recent call-in program.
There were so many people that called in from Iowa and Kentucky and said, I reluctantly voted for Mitch McConnell in the past. I will never vote for him again. I reluctantly voted for Joni Ernst the last time. I will never vote for her again. I mean, people are just steaming mad.
Hammond says Gun Owners of America will challenge these unconstitutional laws in court to defend the rights of all Americans. I'm Chad Groening.
And the U.S. economy shrank at a 1.6% annual pace in the first 3 months of the year, even though consumers and businesses kept spending at a healthy pace. The Commerce Department reported today it was the first drop in gross domestic product since the second quarter of 2020. American Family News is available online at AFN.net. And download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.